Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into our Black and Gold OTA Sports Talk Edition. Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long, hanging out with you until 8 p.m. after the first break. We're going to talk a little college baseball. Andrew Caridi, voice of West Virginia baseball, joining us. Talk about the Mountaineers matchup in the Super Regional against LSU coming up. But we've been talking about a lot about Saints OTAs and, of course, the QB competition being the main headliner. Checking in with our Oakwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can sound off too at 504-260-1870. We got James the GM on the line. James, what you bring us today about the QBs?
So guys, let me get off the speakerphone here. The main thing is, have you heard of the triangle offense with Phil Jackson? Remember that back when?
Basketball. NBA triangle offense.
Right. Well, remember Sean, our former head coach over here, he had his own triangle offense, and he used it to make Denver, to get Denver in the playoffs. That's quarterback, running back. In his case, it was slot, receiver. In our case, it should be the tight end because we don't have a big a wide receiver. And you know, I hear about these OTAs, you know, what is it, Rattler throwing mid-range and Tyler throwing deep. Look, none of that matters. If you want to win games, the good teams are going to stop the good throws. Who wins this quarterback battle? Let's be honest. It's going to be Tyler Shough. But he has to master getting that ball to the quarterback. And I would hope one of those big tight ends. I kind of buy that. You didn't mention the tight end from UCLA. I wasn't at the OTAs, but I'm hoping because he was a good zone buster for the Bruins and the leading wide receiver. Not a fast guy.
Yeah,
he knows how to get between the zone.
Yeah, he's number 80. He's like 6'6", 260. Molokai Matavio.
Malik Matavio.
Yeah.
There you go,
So that's who he's talking about. Yeah. No, that's a big tight end. Let me tell you. I think, James, when you look at it, how you're seeing yards after the catch and the RPOs and how they do that. You know, I think I'd be surprised if he plays all 17 games, that Alvin Kamara don't have 75 catches. Okay, now think about it. I don't care who you're playing, and you look at mismatches. If Alvin Kamara, with all his experience, whether the defense is trying to challenge or play him zone versus man, and you call like option route. This is Sean Payton. This is a lot of top offense. Depending on the leverage and who's trying to cover Alvin Kamara. Now, you never want to be in a situation where you're having to double a damn running back in a pass coverage. But if that happens, then hell. You got to find the single coverage, and they got to win. But let's say you go in one-on-one coverage, James. So a linebacker or a safety trying to guard Alvin Kamara, they can't win. So if they worry about getting beat inside of an under route or a slant-type route, because they're playing hard inside, then you juke them, then you break out. Or if he's head up, you go in and out, in or out. Or if he's outside, then you shake him like you're going flat, then you cut inside. If it's zone, you have the presence and the mindset, you sit in the zone. And it's easy pass. The ball's coming out of your hands, and then you just throw it to him, then you say, go, Calvin, go, Alvin, go, run. Yards after the catch. You know how many times we called it rabbit? Dalton Hillier was the rabbit. How many times they hit Dalton? When it was like the rush, and I'm telling you, the rush is coming, and Dalton's free releasing. So I said, Dalton, don't worry about protection. Releasing the route, they coming. Just get open fast. So James, it'd be like, not 1,001, 1,002, without throw it. No, the 1,001, throw it. And he get open, depending on the leverage. I remember we burned the Rams. I remember freaking playing in Anaheim. I remember hitting Dalton, and they all going to bring the house. Well, man, the guy can't guard Dalton, depending on the leverage. I knew where he was going, and then I threw it, 7-8 yards. Then he took it to the house. And then, what a great play. No, that's the kind of strategy you got to have, and I still think we have that in Alvin Kamara. So that's when Tyler Shug, Spencer Rattler, they have to realize that. And I think Kellen Moore and the offensive staff will help the quarterback have success. You know, we talk about the RPOs and the ball coming out. That's what that means. Now, depending on the game and the game plan, whether you want to hit the deep ball and all, no, there's time and place for that. But it's like, let's just burn him deep. Just throw it. Just bring in the, throw it. Let's go deep. No, that's not realistic. You got to pick and choose when you want to take advantage of those opportunities. But I'll tell you, the most discouraging thing to a defense, and they hate it, if they whip in that ass, if they whip in that offensive lineman trying to block him, and damn, they can't get to you because the ball's coming out. Man, I'm beating them off the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback is getting rid of it. Like Tom Brady, they get so angry, and the ball's coming out. And they hate that because you know where to go with the ball. And that's the most discouraging thing to defense is when you're not just holding the ball. Caleb Williams. Don't Caleb Williams with the Bears get scramble? Shame on him. He got sacked all those times. Oh, the offensive line sucks. No, the offensive line might suck, but he's holding on to the ball too long. I'll tell you, that people think, like, whenever a quarterback gets sacked a lot, the offensive line must suck and all that. No, the quarterback's not helping the offensive line. You got to help them out to be better than what they can be. You're playing a team game. Get rid of the football. And you can't be going backwards. You got to stand in the pocket and make throws. Shedeur Sanders, you can't be drifting. You might be able to drift in Colorado. You can't drift in the NFL. You got to step up in the pocket and make the throws.
Hopefully the LSU Tigers will be making the throws on Saturday when their matchup against West Virginia in the Super Regional begins. We're going to break it down from the opponent side of view. Voice of the West Virginia baseball team, Andrew Caridi, joins us right after the break. Stay tuned here on WWL, your home for LSU Tigers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Been talking a lot of Saints football. Now time to talk a little about the Super Regional coming to Baton Rouge. LSU taking on West Virginia. Happy to welcome in now to the radio huddle, Andrew Caridi, voice of West Virginia baseball. Andrew, how's it going, man? Been a heck of a baseball season so far.
No, it's been awesome. Yeah, last 3 years for West Virginia baseball been the most prestigious, most accomplished, I think. So I think everybody's really excited to get the opportunity to get down there and take in one of the best sites in college baseball. So I think excitement is the name of the game.
And, Andrew, I think it was just destiny that LSU and West Virginia play one another. That they almost played last year, when you think about it. Now, my local interest in LSU baseball in West Virginia is that T-Bob, my son, well, his in-laws, they big Mountaineers. They went to West Virginia. So I said, T-Bob, you could talk smack to them now, you know, the in-laws and all, because it's Mountaineers versus LSU. And you would think, you know, he went up there in Morgantown, played against West Virginia in football. But now it's baseball. I mean, we all know, listen, I don't know how people feel about West Virginia, but LSU's Louisiana's Major League Baseball team. We don't have Major League Baseball, but that's how the fans view LSU. That you got the Astros in Houston, you got the Texas Rangers in Dallas, and then you got the Braves in Atlanta. I don't know how West Virginia baseball fans are, but LSU baseball is like the Major Leagues does.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think WVU sports in West Virginia is the professional sport, whether that's football, basketball, anything like that. And I think baseball is actually getting to that point as well. We've got the Pittsburgh Pirates an hour north of us, and that's been a lot of pain over the last 20-plus years. So I think if people actually are coming around to this WVU baseball team, you know, the community's talking about it, and that definitely wasn't the case 10 years ago. So, yeah, definitely. We can relate to LSU being Louisiana's baseball team, and West Virginia's looking to fit that bill. We used to have a minor league team, the Black Bears, that were affiliated with the Pirates that played at our home stadium. That was the thing that, you know, got it built was WVU and a short season A team. Well, now it's flipped, so West Virginia's the show, and, you know, they're still there, the minor league team. But now West Virginia's, you know, good baseball to watch.
Andrew, one thing that stood out to me when, you know, looking over the West Virginia baseball team, because, you know, we've been inundated with all SEC action mostly for the season. What a heck of a road record for WV. 24-5. They're definitely not going to be intimidated coming to the box.
No, not at all. I think they're looking forward to the challenge. I think they know it's going to be a challenge, right? That's one of the hardest places to play in the country, if not the hardest place to play. But I think they're embracing the moment. You know, you got 6,500 against Clemson there for the regional, and now you double that up at the box. And I think it's going to be new for a lot of those guys, so I'm sure they'll take a second and be like, holy cow, this is, you know, probably one of the best atmospheres, the best atmosphere that we've played in. But they'll just get to competing. And on the road record for West Virginia, you know, obviously the strength of schedule wasn't the greatest for the Mountaineers this year, but you have to go on the road when you're a Northeast team, so you can't play baseball outside in Morgantown. In February, you can sneak a couple games in March, but that's the focus for the team, knowing that you got to get south, play your road games, at the beginning of the season, and then when things start to warm up, it starts getting nice. But, yeah, I just think it's a team that gets along really well. I think they enjoy being around each other. I think the leadership from Coach Saban's is really good. You know, he sets the example. The players follow it. He commands that respect, but also makes it fun at the same time. And, you know, it's a business trip, and they're good at just getting out there competing and doing their thing.
Now, Coach Johnson, the LSU Tiger, said, boy, West Virginia is a veteran team, experienced players, and, you know, everyone's intrigued, no matter what level, the home run ball, but that's not West Virginia and how they manufacture runs and then the strength of their pitching. So when you objectively look at West Virginia compared to all the college teams, why not? I mean, you look at upsets, what occurs. I mean, you look at University of Texas, San Antonio. They beat University of Texas. Went 3-0 against them this season. You look at Murray State. They go to Ole Miss and Oxford. So it's kind of unusual when you look at baseball. So looking at West Virginia, if you have a seasoned veteran team, they can almost take the approach that we're not overwhelmed. This is not our first rodeo. Because even look last year, well, like I said, I thought they were going to play. They played against the Tar Heels, and we came about. So I think that experience helps.
Yeah, no question about it. You look at this last 3 years where West Virginia has won two conference championships and two regionals. The seniors in this class now on this team have been a part of all that. So they have seen a lot. They've been a part a lot for West Virginia, and you know they're just looking forward to the next challenge. So that is definitely an aspect of pretty significant importance in terms of style. For the Mountaineers, it's just 1-9. They can deliver a, you know, 2 RBI base hit, and I think all the players through the lineup are able to do that, and that's kind of the secret sauce. They're measured, they're calculated, they're diligent hitters when they're in the box. No one is going to shock you with their numbers in home runs or extra base hits, but it's a team that's, you know, hitting around 300, and when you look at the Big 12 in terms of batting average, hits, extra base hits, strong walks, anything like that, RBI, they're in the top 4 or 5 of that category. So just a really solid, consistent offense of veteran guys.
Now, Andrew, as far as everyone's on the bandwagon, whatever, because LSU travels. We all know the people in Omaha, they love LSU to come there. Come on, they spend money. it's like they're traveling all-stars, whatever. So how is West Virginia's fan base? Is it just the parents? Who's actually traveling maybe to go watch them play and who come down to have that experience at the box in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, I think the hardcore fans definitely know what they're getting into. I think there's a decent alumni chapter for West Virginia graduates everywhere in the country, more specifically like on the East Coast. So it being in South Carolina, we had a nice contingent of definitely family and friends and people who also, you know, were in the region, decided to come down and create a nice little fan base. So that was good. Louisiana, obviously, is a different thing. Haven't been there myself. It'll be my first time in the state. Sort of unfamiliar with, you know, what kind of contingent that we'll have. I know the hardcore people will definitely be coming down. Probably need to wear blue instead of gold because I think you guys will be kind of swimming in that. So it'd be maybe hard to differentiate between the fans a little bit. But no, I mean, like, it'll be interesting to see what kind of thing West Virginia can gin up there, especially your guys' place. We did well in North Carolina because North Carolina has the most West Virginia graduates last year at the Super Regional out of any state besides West Virginia. So behind the dugout last year in Randy Mazey's final season, I mean, it was a little home slice, right? We'll see if West Virginia has this year. We may not, but I don't think they're going into it expecting to have any sort of crazy substantial voice. But again, you know, they could surprise us. I just, you know, I think it's something West Virginia hasn't done before, so we'll see.
LSU fans definitely very confident going into this series because they had that 1-2 punch with Cade Anderson and Anthony Einson on the mound. But when you look at West Virginia's top two aces as well, you guys pretty got a good rotation there as well with your number one and number two guys.
Absolutely, yeah. Griffin Kern on Friday and Jack Hartsonis on Saturday has kind of been the thing since, I would say, second half of the Big 12 season. You really rely on those guys. You feel good about those guys, and that's what you'll go with in a best-of-three series. Kern is a Division II transfer, came up, really refined himself into a very solid pitcher who can go long, doesn't get rattled all that often, consistently executes pitches. Obviously closed the game in that matchup against Kentucky, highly competitive kid. And then Jack Cartsonis was out of the bullpen to begin the year because he had surgery and didn't get to start throwing actual, BP or anything, throwing his bullpen until probably January, because he had surgery on his forearm because he had acupuncture to relieve some of that pressure, but ended up getting nerve damage. So it's been a journey to get back him, but it's been nice to see him come along. It's a sixth year of college baseball guy that, throws 94, 95, just pounds the inside of the zone, throws strikes, competitive pitcher, good teammate. You feel really good about those guys. I think the key for West Virginia is going to be needing length out of those guys. I think you have to get at the very least, 5 innings out of both of them, and your offense is obviously going to need to keep pace as well.
Now, Andrew, when you look at conferences, it obviously comes into play. The SEC, considering the success that they've had in the past, you look at the Saudis of Conference, advanced only 4 of its record 13 tournament teams to Super mm-hmm. Regional. They produced the last 5 national champions, 10 of the last 15, and have had a team in 15 of the 15 College World Series finals. But then you look at the ACC, tied the record set last year with 5 of its tournament teams making it through the regionals. But when you look at the Big 12 right now, to me that's hard to say because West Virginia, I guess, they got a little experience being in the Big 12. But Arizona, I still think of the Pac-12. I don't know. when I say Oregon State, Arizona, UCLA, I was, Pac-12.
Sure.
Well, no, that UCLA, Oregon State, I think now they're independent. But what can you tell the folks about Arizona now in the Big 12? It's first super regional, and look, Jay Johnson since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you looked at like Arizona, West Virginia, that kind of competition, that had to be different because that's crossing the country when you look at being part of Big 12 baseball.
Yeah, for sure. I think for West Virginia, being one of those most eastern teams in the Big 12 Conference, which literally almost spreads coast to coast, right, makes the road record that much more impressive for the Mountaineers. I think Arizona is a good measuring stick. Like we all know that they're obviously a high pedigree program, so they're a nice challenge to have. And I think getting them, getting Arizona State, some of those Texas teams like the TCU's, for example, it's a nice little contingent. They'll beat up on each other. As far as West Virginia, what they see out of those guys, I mean, I think you could make the case that it's definitely a conference on the come up in terms of quality baseball. I think West Virginia, you would hope, obviously is here to stay, being one of the best 16 teams in back-to-back years in the country, making supers. Obviously, when you lose Texas and Oklahoma, that brand value goes down a little bit.
Right.
I think when you look at the Big 12 standings, it's a any team can beat any team, right? You don't have a Missouri necessarily, like near the bottom of it. And the good teams like Arizona would get 2 or 3 taken from them from Utah because, like you said, that travel, makes an impact. They're not particularly far away, but you're going to all different places, all different styles of baseball, like Provo, Utah. So it's definitely interesting. There's no lack of interest or diversity for sure. It's its own thing, which is cool.
You know, Andrew, I was looking at the Clemson Regional this past weekend, and one thing that kind of stood out from West Virginia was some defensive errors. 5 in the finale against Kentucky, mm-hmm. a couple against Clemson, and, the winners matchup, and then even in the opener, a couple against Kentucky in that first game. Is the defense been an issue for West Virginia throughout the season, or is that just kind of an aberration from the first week of the postseason?
No, I think it's a little bit of an aberration. We're by no means, faultless like any team is. You look at what Clemson did. They had 7 errors against Kentucky in that elimination game, and that was not something that Clemson did regularly. That was like a what-the-heck type moment. So you look at it. West Virginia's plugged and played a little bit at third base. Like Armani Guzman, who had that huge series, he was the player of the regional. He ended up starting at third for the first time all year for Chase Wayne and Spencer Barnett, who kind of switched out in those positions. And then Gavin Kelly came, a freshman from Pittsburgh. He was a catcher originally, a big-time recruiting catcher, but Sam White injured his shoulder against Arizona, coincidentally, so he was your backup catcher. And with him not being able to throw, you had to move Kelly to second base. So he's definitely taken his lumps as a freshman, making some mistakes here and there, but is warm to the occasion. Ben Lumsden starts at first base for the Mountaineers. He was starting at first base for the first time in the regional over Grant Hussey there. So to answer your question, I think it's a competitive defense. I don't think that Yeah, I think the best way to say it is you don't go into the regional or the super regional against LSU with any defensive concerns, like they won't be able to make plays. Now, with that being said, it'll be that much harder because there's going to be 10,000 people there. But in terms of like regular stuff, I don't think that's a thought in the mind.
Well, Andrew, looking forward to seeing you over at the box on Saturday. Hope it's a great game and we get a great three-game series out of this.
Well, Andrew, before we let you run, it's going to be freaking hot.
Oh, yeah. Prepare for
the heat index. Listen, the Saints went up to the Greenbrier in West Virginia to get away from the heat. You think the Mountaineer players? No, I'm talking about the heat index. It's over 100.
Yeah.
So I think that might be a rude awakening.
Hopefully his broadcast booth's a little cooler.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be honest with you. I'm definitely not looking forward to that. I'm not a high heat, high humidity guy. However, it's funny because last year we were in the Tucson regional. We got that desert heat at 100, but it's dry heat. Now we get the opportunity
the humidity.
To go to the Bayou heat and see which is worse, which is better. And we'll definitely take that into effect.
But well, no, the heat in there, I can tell you right now, I've played in the desert. An old USFL game. I never forget. I played against the Arizona Wranglers, and it was a night game. And it was 114. And it was hot. I mean, hot is hot. And then they go, oh, it's going to be 104 in the fourth quarter. It was like opening an oven. But I'm telling you, it's nothing like that heat index over a 105, 110. Because then you're in the shade. I'm not even moving. And I'm sweating my ass off. And I'm not even doing anything. No, the humidity and the dry heat, no, hot is hot, but that heat and humidity heat is way worse than that desert heat, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've been staying inside as long as I'm there.
Awesome stuff, Andrew. Have a good one, man.
All right, Andrew.
Thank you, guys. Yep, appreciate it.
Andrew Caridi, voice of West Virginia baseball. First pitch of game one coming 1 o'clock on Saturday, 12:30. Pregame coverage right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Super regional action. We'll have it all for you on WWL. We're going to take a break when we come back. Hear from Saints head coach Kellen Moore right after this.
And
on
then
WWL
also a little
Saints
Stanley
Radio.
Cup.
Oh, yeah, and some Stanley Cup talk. How could I forget?
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to dip into some of our Black and Gold sound bank after today's OTA session? Here's head coach Kellen Moore after voluntary workouts have now wrapped up for the Saints.
Medically, nothing's really drastically changed. So we had a couple guys out, Nick Saldivari and Dallas Beanham. Other than that, no concerns. Those aren't long-term things. They just weren't available today. Another good week of practice, another good 3 days, and a little team activity within that. Really appreciate and a ton of respect for the work that these guys have put in. This has been a really good process through this OTA phase, and obviously we'll transition into the mini camp next weekend. So open up for questions.
A new coaching staff, guys coming from all over the place. How is it useful having a guy like Phil Galliano, who's been here 6 years, worked with most of the guys?
Yeah, certainly we were fortunate to be able to keep some coaches here that were in place previously, and so that's always an advantage. Those guys have a great feel for the personnel, certainly the building, and so they're great resources as you kind of navigate that. We have a number of those guys, and Phil's got so much experience around this NFL, and so as we went through the hiring process, Phil just kind of was patient as we went through it. He was an awesome resource. His experience is something we can lean on, and I love the juice and the energy and the presence that he provides us.
How can you evaluate the D-line right now, the defense as a whole, as far as run defense, where look how the OTA is structured, mid-camp, mid-camp. Are you pleased right now with the personnel, or is that a wait and see if you're going to try and make improvements in that?
Certainly from a run game perspective on both sides of the football, you're not going to get a real great evaluation this time of year. It's more, hey, are they assignment sound? Do they understand their responsibilities? The execution and what it looks like ultimately won't happen until training camp, but these guys are doing everything they can from a fundamental perspective and individual. Certainly our defensive line, offensive line spend a ton of time on individual. That's really the bulk of their days this time of year. And so, it's going to be a growing process as we go through it.
So,
yeah,
the personnel on the defensive line.
They've done a nice job, yes. We've brought in a couple veterans, but also some younger guys who obviously will bring some youthfulness to that position, and we feel like we'll let those guys all compete, and we'll see what happens.
We asked you before about Trevor Penning's move to guard, but out of the selling point last year with the Eagles' offensive line was just the sheer size across the board at all five. Was that also a big factor in having a 6'7 guy go on the inside to add to that girth of the offensive line?
Yeah, I think certainly, you have to be able to anchor in this league in some capacity. And so you're going to get bull rushed. If someone can run through you, there's going to be challenges no matter what the circumstance is. And so Trevor playing a guard, he's got size, he's got mass, he's got physicality that's going to be perfect for that position. And obviously, our experience the last couple spots everyone's been has had those guys go from tackle to guard, so we feel good about the transition.
How's the transition been for, we talk about a new program, you were an offensive coordinator, you kind of know what to do and how to do it. Now as a head coach, there are far more responsibilities. From your time management, how has this process gone during the OTAs?
It's a great question. I think it's just a time management part of this process, and so obviously I'm doing everything I can from an offense perspective, but you're part of all three phases and certainly a lot of the other operations that this organization has, and so you feel like you're teaming up with really, really good people that you can lean into, but it's really fun to connect with the defense, the special teams when you're able to, and really rally behind those guys as well.
This team change benefits someone like Kool-Aid and chemistry, just what you guys asking them differently and like the vision of what you guys want to play zone.
That's a great question. I think for Kool-Aid, it's just continue to grow and develop more on a personal level. And I think, the tools that hopefully we provide from a defense perspective, a couple of the different ways that we can play will allow him to just have more tools in the toolbox, and we'll see what happens.
And your impressions of Alante Taylor, just the energy, the everything in these 3 weeks. What have you learned about Alante Taylor in OTAs?
Yeah, I love watching Alante. He's everything you want. He competes every day. He's got juice. He's got energy. He's out there flying around. He can play a number of positions. Just feel like he's going to become a really prominent leader for our team.
Saints head coach Kellen Moore as organized team activities have wrapped up for the Black and Gold, but we will be back at it next week as mandatory mini camp will kick off on Tuesday, runs through Thursday. We'll have all that action for you, of course, right here on WWL Saints Radio. Taking a break right now. We'll be right back with more as we talk a little NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Rolling to the end of today's show here on WWL Sports Talk. We've been talking a ton of Saints. Want to give a little love to the NHL now, KG
Well,
Kennan.
It's a championship.
It was a heck of a game last night, too.
No, overtime. We love overtime. The Stanley Cup, I think, is truly special. Never ice skated in my life. You're an ice skater. You're a diehard New Jersey Devils fan. You grew up. And, you know, and I'm going to speak about that at the end of the statement I'm going to make about the Devils. And it's very similar to what's occurring right now. Can you win on the road?
Right.
Can you win on that foreign ice?
Looked like Florida was going to win last night, but not so fast.
Yeah,
were
winning 3-1, but not so fast. They lost 4-3. But if you look at it, the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers, look at the great one. I remember Edmonton Oilers, Wayne Gretzky, that's where he's from. Look at the Panthers, or Florida Panthers, Sunshine, Florida. I mean, is there any ice there? I guess if you're inside, you could freeze the water and make ice. But the Panthers in the final for the third year in a row. After failing, falling short against Vegas, Las Vegas, the Knights in 2023 when the injuries had piled up. But you look, okay, where are they at right now? I mean, the only question is where they win with Florida going back-to-back. Well, you win anything back-to-back, that speaks for itself. Or whether McDavid. You know, look, who's the best of the best? And let me tell you, there's a lot of great players. But you look at Tkachuk with the Panthers. But Connor McDavid. I mean, he's arguably disputed like the best player in the sport right now. Will he finally host a Stanley Cup? But you know how you're playing on the road? This is why I think Florida's going to win. It's going to be 1-1 going back to Sunshine, Florida. Now, they lost the first game in overtime.
Right.
They each open every playoff series on the road. So you look at like, okay, we weren't the number one seed. You look at the President's Cup, the Winnipeg Jets. But you look at both Edmonton and Florida, both open playoffs on the road, series on the road. Just the second set of finalists to do that in NHL history. You know, I love history. The Los Angeles Kings, the New Jersey Devils in 2012. And now the Panthers are 8-2 on the road. Now they're 8-3 because they lost. And the Oilers are 6-3 away from home. So I think they're both road warriors. So I think this will go to game 7 in the Stanley Cup.
Who dat? Have a good night.
All right. Bonne nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.